You're listening to a message from Redemption Community Church, a life-giving church in Westchester County, New York. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or follow our messages online at redemptioncommunitychurch.org. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, good morning, church family. How are you? So good to be with you this morning. Happy Sunday. Well, here we are, another Sunday in quarantine. Hope you're doing well. I know some of you are getting a little bit tired, getting a little bit stir crazy, a little tired of homeschooling your kids, but I got good news for you. All you had to do to get ready for church today is roll out of bed. Come on, how many of you are thankful that you could go to church in your pajamas today? I think we ought to come up with a new rule when all this COVID thing is over with, that from now on, if you want to wear your PJs to church on a Sunday morning, it's no problem. Come on, it's a judgment-free zone. Come on, how many of you are thankful for watching church in your pajamas? Well, welcome everybody. Hey, if you're joining us for the first time, my name is Jeremy. I'm the lead pastor here. I want to welcome all of you. So glad you're with us today, because today we're continuing the series that we've been in for the past few weeks called God, I Look to You. And here's the idea of this series. Seasons of uncertainty, like the season we're in right now, actually are a gift to us because they can cause us to look up and find what we need in God, to find everything that we need in Him to get through what we're going through. Come on, this is a look up season. Somebody type look up in the comments, because together we are looking to God to get through this season. All right, let me ask you this question. How many of you would love to just escape right about now? How many of you would love to get out of the house? Come on, where would you go? If everything was open, like back to normal for just one day, where would you go? Type it in the comments. Where would you go? Some of you might go to your favorite restaurant, maybe a day trip to the city, maybe go to the mall, do a little, you know, retail therapy. Come on, ladies. Some of you would hit the salon, get your hair done, get your nails done. Some of you would just buy like a one-way ticket and just go to the Caribbean and get away from everything. Where would you go? Wouldn't it be great? Well, today, I want us to look at a psalm. It's a psalm of King David, where this is exactly what he wants to do. He just wants to escape from everything. And it comes from Psalm chapter 55. Now, you got to love this before we even read the psalm. You got to love this subtitle. I was reading this psalm this past week in the New American Standard Version, and the subtitle is just so great. Here's the subtitle: A Prayer for the Destruction of the Treacherous. A prayer for the destruction of the treacherous. Basically, David was saying, this is a psalm, a prayer for the destruction of my enemies, the destruction of all the people who are driving me crazy. Oh, come on, you know it's going to be a good day in church when the psalm you're about to read has a subtitle like that. Can we just have an honest moment in church this morning? Come on, can somebody just get set free? Can you admit that you've prayed a prayer like that once or twice in your life? Come on, how many of you have ever just prayed a prayer like, Lord, I'm done with these people. Why don't you just get them out of my face? Why don't you take care of them? That's exactly what David is praying right here. But it gets even better. Here's the rest of the subtitle. For the choir director on string instruments, a maskil of David. Come on, David keeps it 100. Not only does he write a prayer for the destruction of his enemies, he writes a whole song about it, like complete with a choir arrangement and stringed instruments. Can you imagine singing this song in church? The choir director gets up. Everybody open up your hymnals and turn to Psalm 55. We're going to sing a psalm of King David, a prayer for the destruction of our enemies. Let's all sing together. Oh, let my enemies die and go to hell. Die and go to hell. Die and go to hell. Come on, sing with me. Oh, can you picture that? That had to be a funny day in church. Oh, come on, you got to just have some fun with this psalm. Now, we have to understand that David was writing from his perspective. Before the time of Christ, he was writing with all the revelation he had, so we have to give him some grace. We know that as New Testament Christians, we're supposed to pray for the forgiveness of our enemies, so we have to understand that. But let's look at this psalm. Let's read the first 8 verses together. Psalm 55, verses 1 through 8, a psalm of David. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen to me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. So here in this psalm, Psalm 55, David is overwhelmed by his troubles. And for David, his troubles came in the form of his enemies. Now, if you remember anything about King David, he was a warrior. David was always at war with somebody, so he had a lot of enemies. In fact, at one point in time, his own son, Absalom, tried to overthrow him. So he experienced treachery. He experienced insurrection. There's a lot of areas of David's life that we could, you know, figure out a context for him to write this psalm. We can picture him writing a psalm like this. For you and me, our trouble looks a little bit different than David's. If we were writing this psalm today, it might look something like this. Lord, hear my prayer, because I've been cooped up in quarantine in this house with these kids doing third grade math, and I'm about to lose my mind. Come on, Lord, this spouse that you gave me, they were tolerable when they used to go to work, but now we're at home and we're on top of each other, and I'm about to kill them. For some of you single people, you know, it might look like this. Lord, hear my prayer. Come on, Lord, I was hoping to meet somebody special, but how's that going to happen in a post-COVID world where everybody wears a mask? I can't even see what they look like. We can't even shake hands with anybody. What are my chances of finding a significant other? Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, hear my prayer. I was already drowning in a mountain of student loans, and now the economy's shot. Like, what is my chance to get a good start in life? Hear my prayer, Lord. Can you relate to this? We all have our own troubles. But I want to focus on David's impulse for a moment here. Look at his impulse. His impulse is to flee from his pain in trouble and just go somewhere else, just to escape it, just to run away from all of it. Look at this, verse 6 and 7. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, that I would fly away and rest. I would fly far away to the quiet of the wilderness. I love these verses. This reminds me of that scene in Forrest Gump. Do you remember the scene where Jenny and Forrest, they go out in the cornfields and pray? You know, Jenny had an abusive father, and they're out in the cornfields, and Jenny's like, Forrest, pray with me. Come on, Forrest, pray with me. Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away. Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away. Come on, how many of you have ever prayed the Jenny prayer? Lord, make me a bird so I can just fly away from this situation and all these people who are driving me crazy. I love King David because King David is just so honest. In fact, I find King David to be more honest than most Christians. You know, I talk to people all the time after church and checking up on people. And how are you doing today? You know, how can I pray for you? Oh, Pastor, we're good. Everything's fine. God is good. We're blessed. I can't remember the last time that a Christian said to me, you know what, Pastor, I feel like quitting right now. Like, I prayed a prayer the other day, Lord, make me a bird so I could just fly away. Like, I don't really feel like being a Christian right now. I'd rather just throw in the towel and quit. Come on, how many of you would just admit that you felt that way at some point in time? Have you ever just wanted to just run away and just get away from it all? It's like those Southwest Airlines commercials, want to get away. How many have ever been there before? Like, you just had a time where you just wanted to run away from your problems, from your struggles, from your pain. Like, sometimes we just want to run away from our problems. Sometimes we just want to run away. Sometimes we don't want to be great people of faith. Sometimes, like, we don't really want to develop godly character. Sometimes we'd rather just take the easy way out. Like, I know the scripture says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but right now I don't even want God to strengthen me because I've had about enough of this. I just want to throw in the towel, quit. I need a break. I want to escape. I want to run away. Come on, have you ever been there before? I think we've all been through seasons like that, and I think many of us would like to run away right about now. How many of you would love to just run away right about now? Now, there are some healthy things that we can run to that are good for us. We all need some rest and recreation. For example, maybe you just need to put some headphones on and just tune everybody else out and put some worship music on and get your worship on. That would be a healthy way of running away. Maybe you need to get out the house, go for a prayer walk, get out in the woods, just you and the birds and the squirrels, and just talk to Jesus. Maybe you just need to do that. Just go for a walk. That would be good for you. Some of you moms are like, I can't even get away from my kids. Moms, you might just want to lock yourself in the bathroom. Come on, I've heard of moms doing that. Can't get away from their kids, just lock themselves in the bathrooms. How many of you moms have ever done that? Just type it in the comments and confess. Just lock yourself away. Get away. Every one of us, we need something healthy that we can run away to. That's okay. God gave us that gift of rest, and I want to encourage you to find ways to stay healthy in this season of cooped up quarantine life. But let's be honest, there are unhealthy ways that we run away. There are unhealthy things that we can run to. And sometimes in running away from our problems, from our pain, It has unintended consequences. First of all, sometimes in running away from our problems, we end up running away from our purpose. Sometimes in running away from our problems, without meaning it, we actually end up running away from our purpose. See, in this psalm, this is King David, right? This is King David, like the greatest king in the history of Israel. And he's saying, I've had enough. Like, I'm done. I don't want to be king anymore. I don't feel like, you know, carrying the weight of leadership and holding this kingdom together against all of my enemies. Like, I've had enough. Like, maybe King David just wanted to go back to being a shepherd boy. But do you think that was God's will for King David? I mean, do you remember his story? Like, God had taken David from nothing and made him into something. Like, David just started off as a little old shepherd boy, just out taking care of sheep. And God saw something in him and sent the prophet Samuel to anoint King David. And God raised him up for this time to lead the people of God. And we know that he goes on to be like the greatest king that Israel had ever seen. Like, the people needed him. Like, God needed him to be the person God was calling him to be. And I think sometimes we feel this exact way. Like, we don't feel like pushing through the pain. We don't feel like dealing with the problems. Sometimes we want to just take the easy way out because we don't like to experience pain. Anybody out there like to experience pain? No, I didn't think so. If you did, we're going to sign you up. You need some therapy. You need help. Because most of us don't like pain. But sometimes, in avoiding the pain, we actually run away from our purpose. You know, last week I shared about a season that me and my family went through, one of the most difficult seasons of our life when we first moved to Westchester to plant this church. And if you missed the message, go back and listen to it on the podcast. But I talked about how we took the greatest leap of faith in our lives, the greatest leap of faith. We left our family and our friends, and it was a great financial leap of faith. We didn't come to Westchester with all kinds of people and friends and connections, and we had to learn to trust God like never before. And you know, whenever I tell that story, people get encouraged. People get inspired. People thank me. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for sharing what you went through. Like, that built my faith. And I'm glad, because I know God gave us that story. We lived through it. It's real. And it's our testimony. But here's the truth. Can I just be honest with you? When we were going through it, I was praying that season away. When we were going through it, I wanted it to be over with. In fact, I thought about quitting quite often. I thought about, how can I get myself out of this situation, because this is hard. I didn't want to face the pain some days. The message preaches really good right now. The message, when I tell that story now, is very inspirational. But I'll tell you, when I was going through it, the last thing I wanted to do was go through what I was going through. Sometimes we want to run away from the pain, but in doing so, we run away from our purpose. I love what Pastor Craig Rochelle says. He says, sometimes God's preparation comes packaged as pain. Sometimes God's preparation, God is preparing you for something greater. God is preparing you for the next season of your life. God is preparing you to be the person he's called you to be. And sometimes the preparation comes packaged as pain, and we can't see it, so we want to run away from it. We want to avoid it, and in doing so, we avoid God's purpose for our lives. I wonder how many times in praying our pain away, we've prayed our purpose away. I wonder how many times we've done that. How many times God was wanting to make you into the husband or the wife that you've always wanted to be, the father or the mother or the friend or the brother, the sister, the daughter, the believer, the leader, the coworker, the supervisor, the person that God was calling you to be, and we were praying away the very preparation that God sent into our lives. Here's the other thing. Sometimes in running away from our problems, we actually run away from our healing. We run away inadvertently without realizing it. We run away from our healing. You know, people have all kinds of ways of running away from their problems and their pain. Some of you, like, when you're going through a painful season, you isolate. It's the very opposite of what you need to do. You need to be running to other people, but you end up getting isolated, and the problem is only worse. Some of you do the very opposite. Instead of sitting and dealing with your pain, you busy yourself. You fill your calendar with friends and activities and hobbies, and you go, 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 because you don't want to sit down, because if you had to sit down and get really quiet and get still, you would have to deal with the pain and the things that are going on inside of you. For some of us, we just medicate the symptoms. We medicate the symptoms and the problems of the pain in our lives with overeating. Some of us medicate with food. Some of us medicate with drinking too much. Some of us medicate with, like, sexual addiction. Some of us medicate with pills and prescription drugs that we abuse, whatever. People have different ways of medicating the symptoms because they don't really want to deal with the pain that lies underneath. Some of you just become workaholics. And here's the downside. When you're a workaholic, people call you successful. People look at you and they see you as a success, but you know you really don't know how to turn it off. Like, you can't even figure out what it is that's driving you. And here's the reality. You're not happy. You're not even happy, because if you would stop and sit still long enough to get some rest, you would have to deal with, what is it that's causing me to be a workaholic? Because maybe it's just the fact that, like, you've always felt like you never measured up, or that your parents didn't really love you and you wanted to, like, make a success of yourself so that people would look at you and you would feel loved, but you haven't even sat still long enough to deal with that voice in your head, in your heart. See, we have all kinds of ways of running away from our problems, from our pain. But right now, we're in a season where we can't run away, can we? Come on, right now, in this season of lockdown, it's a wake-up call for many of us, because we got to face some of the stuff that we've been running away from in life. Come on, God has given us a gift in a surprising way. We got to sit with some of the problems that we've been neglecting to deal with. You're quarantined right now, and you're not just quarantined alone if you're a single person. You're not just quarantined with your family if you're a married person. No, you're quarantined with your problems right now. You're quarantined with your problems right now, and you've got to sit with them. You got to sit with your thoughts and your feelings and what's going on inside of you that you haven't dealt with in a long time. Like, why are you angry? Why are you sad? Like, why is that even there? You got to sit with your marriage and the condition that it's in right now. You know you've been neglecting it, and right now that you're in quarantine, it's forcing you to realize it's time to get some help. Like, we've been putting this off for way too long, and you're quarantined with that problem in your marriage right now. Some of you, you got to sit with the condition of your health right now. Like, you know you haven't been taking care of yourself, and it's been way too long. You've been neglecting your health, and right now it's front and center, and it's time to make some changes. Some of you, you got to sit with the condition of your finances right now, the condition that your finances are in, because you've been overspending for far too long, and now we're in a global pandemic, and you don't have anything in your savings, and you've been knowing for a long time it's time to make some changes. It's time to get some help. It's time to get a budget to get out of debt, and right now, you're quarantined with the problem, and we've all got to sit with it and face it. And usually what we do in normal circumstances, when the world is open and everything's normal, we just keep ourselves busy. We just keep ourselves busy. We find ways to distract ourselves, and we're just workaholics, and we find hobbies and things to do, and we fill our calendars, and we just run away from the problem. But now is the time to face it. While you're quarantined with your problems, now is the perfect opportunity, with God's help, to face them. And this is exactly what happens to David. I love it. I mean, he's contemplating just running away from the whole thing. Rather than facing this, rather than, like, being the person of faith I know I'm called to be, the leader I'm called to be, I'd rather just run away. I'd rather, like, have the wings of a bird, fly away from it all, and go out and find shelter in the desert, out away from everything. He goes through that, but his breakthrough comes when he realizes, when he recognizes that the best thing he can do is not run away from his problems, but run to God. Come on, here's the point. It's time to stop running away from our problems and start running to the God who is above our problems. Come on, it's time to stop running away from your problems. Come on, how many of you know you can be locked up in a house and still running away? You can be quarantined and still running away. You can be in a house full of people, but inwardly, you're still running away. It's time to stop running away from our problems and start running to the God who is above our problems. David talks about finding shelter, and David reminds us that God is our shelter. He's a shelter like no other shelter. Come on, there's so many things that we find ourselves running to shelter ourselves from the storm of our pain. But David reminds us that there's no shelter like the shelter that is our God. Look at the rest of the psalm, verses 16 and 18 and verse 22. But I will call on God, and the Lord will rescue me. Morning, noon, and night, I will cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice. He ransoms me and keeps me safe from the battle waged against me, though many still oppose me. Verse 22, give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Come on, I love this. I cry out to God and he hears my distress. Like he hears my prayer. He's not going to permit you to slip and fall. Come on, David goes through the full cycle. He complains. He complains out loud to the Lord. Come on, God can handle your complaints. He complains to God. He tells God, I want to run away. But eventually he comes full circle and recognizes that the best thing he can do is run to God to find shelter in him. And how does God shelter us? What does that look like? I'm going to tell you, God shelters you like a loving heavenly father. That's how he shelters you. He'll be a place of refuge for you. He'll be a place of protection for you. He'll be a place of safety for you because he wants the best for you. But let me just say this. He loves you like a heavenly father. He loves you as you are, but he loves you too much to leave you where you are. He loves you too much to leave you in the same place with the same problems that are unaddressed. He loves you like a heavenly father. And let me tell you, as a father, I understand this. I love my boys. I have three boys. And sometimes my love is tough love. Why? Because I want to see my boys grow up to be men of character, right? Godly men, followers of Jesus. And so I'm going to shelter them. I'm going to protect my boys. Nobody's going to look after them like I'm going to look after them. But sometimes that's tough love. Like nobody's going to correct them like dad's going to correct them. Nobody's going to lecture them like dad's going to lecture them because it's my responsibility to help shape them and mold them and help them become men of character. Let me just tell you, that's how God loves you. God loves you that way. He loves you, and he loves you just as you are. When you run to him, he's going to receive you by his grace, by his love, by his mercy. But he loves you too much to leave you where you are. When you come to him in refuge, it's not like you're just checking into celebrity rehab and you're going to hide from everything. No, no, no. He's going to work with you. The Holy Spirit's going to speak to some things that are going on the inside of you. He's going to show you some of the places in your life where you got to build character, where you have to honor him more. And he's going to help you see some of your bad decisions, but he's going to love you into being the person he's calling you to be. And here's the good thing. He's not going to lead you to do it by yourself. Come on, God's given us the gift of each other. God's given us the gift of each other, his church, his family. That's why we're online together. Like we are in this together. We believe we are better together. God gave us the gift of church. Like we are not called to do this by ourselves. So he's given us his presence, his spirit, but he's given us his people. God's going to send some people into your life to help you. God's going to send some people who have walked in your shoes. Their story is similar to your story. Maybe they've been through what you've been through. They've been through divorce. They've been through sickness. They've been through addiction. They've been through abuse. They've been through abandonment. They're going to come alongside of you and love you and help you get healing and wholeness. That's what God wants to do for us. That's the kind of shelter he wants to be in our lives. He'll give you his presence so that even if you're home right now by yourself, you very much feel the real presence of God in your life. He wants to be a shelter in your life. And so the result, it's not that God takes away all of your problems. It's not that God is going to wave a magic wand and all of a sudden your problems and your hangups and your short temper and your marriage that's not in a good place and some of your addictive compulsive behaviors that are coming back, they're not going to just magically go away. No, no, no. He's going to sustain you. He's going to give you strength. He's not going to let your foot slip. He's going to give you the strength to handle them and to face them. Come on, sometimes God calms the storm, but sometimes God takes us through it. But either way, he's always with us. He's not going to just wave a magic wand and make it all go away, but he is the God who is with you. He's the God who's with you in the battle. He's the God who's with you in the struggle. And I want to just tell you, some of you are going to find the help you need when you begin to realize that the battle is not yours. The scripture says the battle belongs to the Lord. It's too much for you. The struggle is too much for you. The struggle was too much for David. His breakthrough came when he turned it over to God and said, God, I seek refuge in you. And so church family, let me just help you this morning. It's time to stop running away from the problems and start running to the God who is above them. This is the perfect time in this lockdown season, in this time that we find ourselves in right now. We wish it was all over with, but here's the truth. This is a redemptive moment because this is a time for us to run to the God who is our refuge, who is our strength, who is above our problems. Let me just tell you, there is purpose in your pain. There's purpose in your pain. Like sometimes God's purpose for your life, it comes packaged as pain. Think about all that David had to go through, all of his struggles, all the things he was crying out to God here, but recognize the purpose that was there. Think about how David would go on to be the greatest king in the history of Israel. He would give us all of these psalms, and he would lead the people of God well. His son Solomon would go on to build the temple, and yes, David himself would become an ancestor of Jesus. Jesus would come. Like the Messiah, he would come from the lineage of King David. Thank God. David pushed through the pain and embraced who God was calling him to be. And when we think about it, we think about Jesus. Think about how Jesus pushed through the pain and the suffering to embrace what God would have him to do. Come on, it wasn't easy for Jesus. Think about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Come on, God, if you can, take this away from me. Take this cup away from me. But if it's your will, not my will, right? But your will be done. Like there was a moment in the humanity of Jesus where he felt the pain. He felt that he was about to go to the cross. He knew what he was facing. And there was a sense of like God, like if you can, take this cup away from me, yet not my will, but your will be done. And right about now is a great moment for us to just come into agreement with the same prayer that Jesus prayed. Lord, help us to look to you. Jesus, help us to look to your example and to say, God, not my will, but your will be done. God, I don't feel like facing this. God, I've been neglecting this issue for so long. God, my marriage has been in this place for so long. My finances have been in this place for so long. These bad habits have been here for so long. I haven't taken care of myself. You know, I haven't been the parent I want to be. God, for so long, I've been running away from this and I really don't want to deal with it and I'm tired and I'm weary, but God, not my will, but your will be done because you have a greater plan and purpose for my life. Let me ask you this. What's at stake for you? What's at stake for you? God has so much more for you. Don't pray the pain away. Don't run away from it. Come on, God is wanting to make you into something. Come on, God is doing something redemptive. He's writing a story that is your life. And you never know how you're going to come out of this season being the person that God, more of the person that God is calling you to be. You never know how God wants to bring you through this season so that you can be the spouse you've always wanted to be. You never know how God wants to bring you through this season so you can be the father, the mother that God has always wanted you to be. So you can be the friend, you can be the brother, the sister, you can be the believer, the child of God, the leader that God is wanting to mold you into. You never know how God is working out his redemptive purposes in your life, how somebody needs your story. And so can I just encourage you today, push through the discomfort, push through the pain, push through whatever you got to push through to embrace what God is wanting to do in your life, because you never know how God is going to use a season like this, how God can redeem it. Because often our pain, our purpose comes packaged and it looks like pain. But God is calling us to push through it, embrace what he has for us. It's time to stop running away and start running to the God who is above our problems. Come on, would you just pray with me right now? I believe some of you right now, there's been some things that you know you've been running away from. And right now, this season that we're in has caused those things to come up to the surface. Things that maybe you've neglected for some time, they're very real for you. Right now, they're back in your face. And now's our time. We're going to run to God. Come on, church. We're going to have a look up moment right now. God, I look to you. God, you're my shelter. God, you are my shelter in the storm. Can you just pray with me right now, wherever you are? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you that you are our shelter. God, we thank you that you are a loving heavenly Father, that we can run to you today, God, and take shelter in you. God, we don't have to run to anything else. We don't have to run away from our problems. God, we don't have to run away from the pain, from the hurt. God, we don't have to run away from our sinfulness and our shortcomings. But God, today we can run to you, the God who is above our problems, the God who is a shelter in our storm. And that's what we do today, God. We choose to trust in you. God, we ask you to forgive us of the times that we've run away. And Lord, today we run to you, God, for our healing, God, for strength, God, for protection, God, for provision. Father, I pray right now for every person who's praying this prayer with me right now, that they would feel a very real sense of your presence, that God, you would begin to do a work of healing, of protection, of strength in their hearts right now. God, we thank you that in our weakness, you are made strong, that we can cast our cares upon you, God, because you care for us. And as we run to you, God, you are doing a redemptive work in our lives, in our hearts. And may we never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thanks for tuning into our podcast. If you'd like to connect with us or learn more about our church, please visit us online at redemptioncommunitychurch.org. We hope you can listen or join us next week.